Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Tonight on World Forum, we are deeply privileged to have with us Karl Marx, the founder of modern socialism and author of the Communist Manifesto. Vladimir Ilyich Ulyanov, better known to the world as Lenin, leader of the Russian Revolution, writer, statesman, and father of modern socialism. Che Guevara, the Bolivian guerrilla leader. And Mao Zedong, chairman of the Chinese Communist Party since 1949. And the first question is for you, Karl Marx. The Hammers. The Hammers is the nickname of what English football team? The Hammers. No? Well, bad luck, Carl. It is, in fact, West Ham United. Now, Che Guevara. Che. Coventry City last won the English Football Cup in what year? No, I can throw the question open. Anybody else? Coventry City last won the English Football Cup in what year? No, well, I'm not surprised you didn't get that. It is, in fact, a trick question. Coventry City have never won the English Football Cup. So now, with the scores all even, it's on to round two, and Lenin, your starter for $10. Jerry Lee Lewis has had over 17 major solid gold hits in the US of A. What's the name of the biggest? Jerry Lee Lewis's solid gold biggie. No? Yes, Mao Zedong.
Right? Balls of Fire?
Yes, it was indeed. Very well challenged. Well, now we come on to our third round. Our contestant tonight is Karl Marx. And our special prize is this beautiful lounge suite. Now, Carl has elected to answer questions on workers' control of factories. So here we go with question number one. You nervous, Carl? Just a little. Well, never mind, Carl. Have a go. The development of the industrial proletariat is conditioned by what other development?
The development of the industrial bourgeoisie.
Good. Yes, it is indeed. Well done, Carl. You're on your way to your lounge suite. Now, Carl, number two. The struggle of class against class is a what struggle?
A political struggle.
Good, yes, it is indeed. Well done, Carl. One final question in that beautiful, non-materialistic lounge suite will be yours. Already, Carl? You're a brave man. Your final question. Who won the English Football Cup in 1949?
The workers' controlled means of production. The struggle of the urban proletariat.
No, it was Wolverhampton Wanderers who beat Leicester 3-1.
Oh, shit.
Get out of here. Well, no one leaves this show empty-handed, so we're going to cut off his hands.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Oh.
My name is Osei Mana. Terrible, terrible, terrible. No,
no.
I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
If you want communication, use the telephone. When you entertain the nation, it's a microphone. Dictation can be made on a dictaphone. That's communication. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. You can send a wire by telegram. Also get the news by teletype. Now we're looking Mars through a telescope. That's communication. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Communication. Western Union telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bring a message through. Phone Express and airmail, a shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication. Telegram, cablegram too. Television, radiogram, bang a message to you. Pony Express, air mail, shortwave. When you send this way, how much time you save? Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. Da di da di da da di da. That's communication.
And now live from coast to coast. With cheese, this is the Friday, well, the 300th Friday night possum theme. Let's get it right, gang.
Well, we're moving on now.
Possum Puss, get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R. It is, man. Number right. 300.
300. Good God.
Number 300. I know. Is that crazy time or what?
You got that right.
Oh, shoot, man. I had some good background music. What did I do with that? I didn't upload it, apparently. Oh, well, you'll have that. Happy 300th, sir.
And a happy 300th to you, sir, and all you possums out there.
Which, actually, it's not. It's not a. It's just the 300th episode we chose to call Friday Night Possum, to be honest. The first year of the show was the worst possum, remember?
Yeah.
We were rerunning. Yeah, we were rerunning the possum hours from the year before that got scotched off the internet.
It's just playing on the playing in the chat room while we were listening to ourselves.
Yeah, we had such fun, and it was we decided, hey,
good time.
Let's do this every Friday.
And there you have it.
And there you go. Hope that fan isn't making too much noise.
It's all Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah. There's one entry that says it was the brainchild of a couple of Nazi sympathizers. Do not believe that. As there's no truth to that at all.
Fake news, kids. Fake news.
That's what you call your fake news. Well, congratulations. Thanks for doing this, man. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been fun. I've had a blast.
Something to do. You're a good guy, a friend of mine.
There you go, man. We do have
But even more importantly, and a funny guy, more importantly.
There you go.
yeah. That pays my bills here, man. I mean, yeah, seriously, if we didn't have, like, I don't think we ever do a show where there's not, like, one good one, you know, where, hey, yeah, that was a professional grade joke there.
You just got to hang in there for 90 minutes. It'll
be you got it. There's the other 88 minutes, not so much.
Well, we slide one in every now and again.
Yeah, every once in a while.
You get your money's worth.
It's magic time.
There you go.
just when you think the fall's on you, man, it's like fucking 95 degrees out here, man. I got the fan
nice
going.
And breezy old day.
Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, you said it was chilly.
Chilly.
No, you never know, man. Weather's weird. Climate's even weirder.
I had a sweater on.
You're kidding.
No, I had a sweater on while I was smoking cigars out behind the shop.
I'll be doggone. Do you have a plug, sir?
Yes, I do. Yes, I
Friday.
Do.
All right. I just want to make one correction. I have one correction before we go to the plug, and that is, I don't know if it was the last show we did or the show before that, but I imparted some bad information, which I would like to correct. Nothing major. Not
I
a big
got your beat.
But I said that whiskey was invented by the Irish, and the Scotch stole it. No, I should have known. It was the Scots that invented Scotch, and the Irish took it, and they invented Irish whiskey to avoid a tax, because they put a tax on malted grains, so they put unmalted grains in their whiskey, which changed the formula and created Irish whiskey. So
those Mick bastards.
Shaky. That one dude's having a heenie over there, so we better move on.
Oh, okay.
remember that story?
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Gotta make sure you have first responders around when you're talking about Scotch. Interesting things like that. Okay.
I love that too.
Well, it's plug time. Hit it, baby.
Plug time. Tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock Eastern time, His Eminence is going to be doing a show on something about albums. Albums from one of the years in 1960. Where's Ford? 1969 album show. There you go. Thank you, Ford. 1969 album. All right. There you have it. That's tomorrow morning, 3 o'clock Eastern. You can listen to it live on www.wriu.org.
Organism.
On the 4:30. There you have
4:30.
It.
4:30.
There
la,
you
la.
Go. Fun time. Fun time.
Beautiful plug, man. Beautiful. It's beautiful.
Isn't it that? Thank you. That was beautiful.
All right, time for this chicken shit bullshit.
All right. Thank you, Malt. Tourette's guy. Lives down the street,
man.
There
you
man. Go. He's my neighbor.
Yeah. You should have got him for the 300th show.
Yeah. Shit. He's like, get away from me, man. I'm not that guy, man. He doesn't want to be that guy.
So you want to hear an update on my eye?
Yeah.
Okay. I was set to get it lasered at Will's Eye Institute. They were supposed to call me the day before the operation to give me the time.
Yeah.
No one called. No one called.
Oh, jeez. No one
so
called.
So I called them. I called them the next morning at 9 o'clock. Hey, you know, I'm supposed to have my eyes a little easier. You know, what else? You know, I have no idea when I'm supposed to be there. And I gave them my information.
Yeah.
They said, oh, we don't take your insurance.
I know.
My doctor told me that. He said, it's no problem. I just pay $200 out of pocket. No, we don't do that either. We don't take out of pocket. So I called the doctor up. And then they, we're sorry, we're going to figure something out. They call me back later on that day, and they want me to go an hour and a half away, drive an hour
room,
and a half away.
The room in the back behind the butcher
yeah,
shop?
Yeah, in the dark alley.
Tell Vince I sent you? Yeah.
I'm not driving 90 minutes when I can't see out of a fucking eye.
The fuck out
never,
of here,
I
man.
I never called them back. I figured, let them figure something else out, you know? I'd love to have it done before I go to Korea, which is in 10 days.
10 days from now?
Oh, yeah.
Did he mow? When you leave town, when you're done, Chairman Mao,
he knew the answer. Great Falls of Fire? Yeah.
that was a good one.
The 23rd. Oh, I love that skit, man.
Of
so you
this
want me
month.
To call
okay,
in from Korea? I'm calling from Korea.
Nah, good. Fucking forget Possum, man. You're in a different country. There's about 3-4 guys lined up. You know, we're gonna audition them while you're gone. And,
there you go.
Hopefully your job
there
will
you
be
go.
Here when you get back. Fuck. Yeah, right. I can't even get my real life friends to tune in, man.
Yeah, same here, man. Friends and relatives can't get them to tune in.
Anyhow. Let's blow something up.
Yeah.
I was watching these stupid videos, because I got the YouTubes on my TV now in the living room.
Yeah.
So I'm watching this series of videos on what is it, whatever, all the things wrong with such and such a movie.
Yeah.
You know,
in
13 minutes, boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
They're fun, you know. They're just something stupid to watch for a couple of minutes, you know. And this one was on, I watch ones I've seen the movie, obviously. Otherwise,
did you see Con Air? Did you see the Con Air one?
I did watch the Con Air. Funny.
Uh-huh.
Good one.
What a bad movie.
And then I think right, it might have been right after Con Air, I watched Armageddon.
Yeah.
That's the one with Bruce Willis.
Yeah.
And Buscemi's in that again, which is probably why I thought of it. But it was a crappy movie.
Yep.
And, some girl I wanted to...
There you go.
Have mommy and daddy relations with liked that song, so I pretended like I liked it. But I really fucking hate that Aerosmith song. It's a fucking stupid... Because I really like Aerosmith, right? Big Aerosmith fan.
They're like the old time rock and roll. They're like the old time rock and roll.
Yeah,
like
when
early,
they kicked...
Like early Jay Giles, you know? Like real rock and roll.
This thing, when I'd listen to it, it would make me feel like a piece of shit.
Like a piece of shit.
Let's blow it up. What do you say? 300.
Blow the fuck up.
Friday blow up. Hit it.
Oh, God. No, stop moving.
Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while far away dreaming. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender.
Now let's fucking take a shit.
I could stay lost in this moment forever.
The hell is that shit?
Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure.
Stalking fish for a picture requires as much or greater skill than with a spear.
Hey everybody, did the news get around about a guy named Butcher Pete? Old Pete just flew into this town and he's chopping up all the women's meat.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He just hacks, whacks, chopping that meat.
Butcher Pete's got a long, sharp knife. He starts chopping and don't know when to stop. All you fellas better watch your wives.
He's hacking and whacking and smacking. He's hacking and whacking and smacking.
knocking over. You ain't heard nothing yet.
Oh, and there you go. That's right. We may hear. Hey, of course. Roy Brown and Butch Pete, part one. Yeah, we might
there
hear
you
the
go.
Second. In the show.
Happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday.
All right,
everybody.
Man. We got shit. Chat. Can we get Ted? Ted? Huh? You got anything for us, bro? He's up and around, which I am like.
There you go. He got his second win.
I'm. Yeah. Hey. You wanna tell everybody hello? You wanna say something to everybody? It's worth a treat to you, baby. Oh man, he ain't feeling too good. You know who's here? Apple Cheeks. She say hi to
yeah.
Apple Cheeks. You say hi to him. He's not in the mood.
Yeah.
Here you go, dude. Here you go, baby.
He gets a treat anyway.
Late now. He was dragging tail today. Poor Ted. He's a short timer, ladies and germs. I hate to say it out loud, but it's so true.
Cover his ears.
Yeah. Yeah, babe. You can bark if you want. You can bark if you want to. Alright.
Oof, oof.
He could barely. Okay. All right, there she is. There's Apple Cheeks. Apple Cheeks, Ted. Apple Cheeks. Yeah, get them apples, Cheeks. Nothing. Got nothing on that. Nothing on that. Sorry, Apple Cheeks. Thanks for coming. And there's Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show.
Dr. Cake,
Ted. It wouldn't be a show. Dr. Cake, Ted. Cake. You love cake. You'd punch somebody in the head for some cake.
You would,
like,
too.
I don't know, man. Before I go down, lay down by the toilet, poor guy. It's so hot, too. You know, that's not helping.
Yeah.
He's not hitting on all cylinders, you sweet kid. You're not feeling good. They got a second win, so we got a third or a fourth in there. Who knows? Think positive, no more existential shit, man. We got to venture forward into the reality that is life.
There you go.
Thank you for coming, Cake. Yeah, I mean, really, you know, there's time for thinking about shit, and then there's time for doing shit. But that's the meaning of life.
Shit.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of shit that happens.
That's it. Shit happens.
Greatest speaking of shit happening.
In the world. Right.
Homer J. Simpson.
There you go.
And all the greatest cartoon characters have a J for a middle initial. Think about it.
That's right.
Think about it hard.
That's right.
And there he is. Ford Prefect. One, the only.
Ford!
You know him, you love him. You can't live without him. He's watching the Yankees and the Blue Jays in the bottom of the ninth. Man. The Cubs clobbered my Pirates today. God bless them. I mean, they got a chance to go somewhere. The Pirates, their season is in the wind, dust in the wind. So,
dust in the wind.
Good for you. I hope they clobber them back tomorrow. By God. Damn you, Shikata. Thanks for coming forward. Reminding me that this season in baseball sucked the big one.
Yep, that was that set, all right.
Were you going to add something there, Professor?
No.
Okay. You have, like, no interest in any sports, do you?
Not at all. Not a sports guy. Yeah. I used to like basketball back in the 80s. That's about it.
Professional or
professional.
College?
Professional. Oh, 76ers, man, had a damn good team going there with Dr. J and Moses.
You're back to Dr. J days. Yeah, yeah. I never did basketball.
Great. Yeah.
Just baseball. Did football for a few years there when I was young, dumb, and full of cum. And
we had the greatest guards, man. Andrew Toney and Maurice Cheeks. Those two knew how to work off each other, man. They were greatest guards. All that's gone now. Now they're all millionaires shooting each other at pubs.
Yeah. The hard sport for me to watch, because I was brought up on baseball, because it goes so fast. They're constantly moving. Baseball, they're like, okay. Baseball, I'm going to sit down over here, so it's my turn. All right. They take turns, man. It's nice.
That's what I like about basketball, man. Your team could be down.
Everybody's going at once.
20 points. When I was
you know what
about
to
it,
watch.
They could still win. There you go.
I tell you, I went to a pro hockey game with the Rook there a couple years back. Those guys are fucking athletes, man. I don't watch a lot of hockey. I know Ford and Cake do. Man, them schmoes, they're just skating for like, I don't know how the fuck long that thing goes, but. Man, I dropped dead going once around the rink. Fall three times.
Exhausting to watch.
We forgot all about the roll call. There's Maggie C.
Maggie
she doesn't go in for sports either. Well, travel sports. Traveling. Apple Cheeks watches golf and curling. Such a great Canadian-esque sport, curling. Like, what are they, like, slide teapots down the ice? And some guy's, like, rubbing a broom. It's duty. They come up with that.
There you go.
We've got a time on our hands up here in the winter. All we had was a broom, a teapot, and a puck. What do you think happened?
There you go.
All right. There's Maggie C. Roses are red. Maggie C. Violets are blue. Curling for dollars is recruiting you.
Okay. All right.
So you can go on curling for dollars.
I like it.
Remember bowling for? Did you have bowling for dollars in your town? We had a local bowling for dollars show.
Yeah, the local one.
And every so often there'd be like somebody. Remember the one day the wig ladies from our church were in the audience and we freaked out. There are these two ladies that wore these hideous, like, you know, $5 wigs to church. We called them the wig ladies. And I'm like, oh my God, the wig ladies are on Bowling for Dollars, man. That's the thing, man. When there's like 800 TV stations, you don't watch Bowling for Dollars. When there's only three, you might end up watching Bowling for Dollars, man. They have you by the short hairs over there.
There's nothing to watch back then, kid.
Nothing to watch. Thanks for coming, Maggie C.
Maggie C.
There is my right-hand man, the irreplaceable Professor R.J. Gumby, the Sinister Minister of Finance.
Thank you, sir. Good to be here. Good to be here.
And working. And first in weed, first in peace, and first in the possum lounge. Third mentality, the herd.
Move
him on, hit him up, move him on.
Loves curling.
Man, I was reading about Eric Fleming's death. He was the wrangler on Rawhide, like Clint Eastwood's boss, right, on Rawhide?
Yeah.
And, like, I couldn't find out. I wanted to find out whether he quit or was canned in the last season. Nonetheless, he goes out. He does the glass bottom boat with Doris Day. There's a two-parter of Bonanza. And then goes down to South America and dies in this river accident trying to film some dopey TV movie.
Oh, yeah.
Weird shit, man. He's only like 40-something, you know, 41. Cool guy. Seemed like a cool guy, man.
Yeah.
So, you never need. That churning
Mr.
rapids
TV
could have your name on. His last words were, "It's now or never."
There you go.
Jumped
there
in the
go.
Canoe. That was. His mistake being, if you're ever in a native dugout canoe and you're going down the rapids, don't jump out of the fucking canoe.
No.
That's really all I could take away from that story. he jumped out and he didn't make it. The other dude held on and he made it. So.
Oh, geez.
There you have it. I think Mike Nelson would also recommend to hold on to the canoe.
Maybe his last words were, ow! Wilhelm.
That's another thing. Sheb Woolley. Remember the purple people eater?
Yeah.
He's credited with the Wilhelm scream.
How the fuck did I have?
Look it up, man.
Really?
I don't know if it's a fact. I don't know if it's fake news or just a rumor.
Yeah.
But I heard this. This is what I heard. All right. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen, before things get out of hand. The Wilhelm screams. No, the 300th meeting of the Friday Night Possum Lounge, ladies and germs.
Hey.
There they are.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Well, Mama bought a rooster, she took him for a duck. She laid him on the table with his two legs up. And in comes sis, with a spoon and a glass. She started stirring up the gravy from his yes, yes, yes. She bought another rooster, she took him for a hen. She thought he would lay an egg about 9 or 10. So she made him a nest out of some straws and grass. But he didn't lay nothing but his yes, yes, yes. Now mama, she said, just look out, sis. Now sis in the backyard, she dancing like this. She say, better come in here, gal, I'm coming here fast. And stop that shaking your yes, yes, yes. She said the old folks do it, mama, and the young folks do, but these are modern days. So the young folks tell the old folks just what to do. They said, shake your shoulders and shake them fast. And if you can shake your shoulders, shake your yes, yes, yes. Way down yonder in St. Augustine, where the black cat sat on a sewing machine. In that sewing machine, it's so, so fast. It's so 99 stitches in his yes, yes, yes. Now, and all you ladies and gents heard but Bob Dillinger, he rode to a gasoline station. He said, I suppose this looked like a pretty good location. So the tender said to Dillinger, do you want my gas? So he replied, either your gas or your yes, yes, yes. So the bullfrog sat on a mountain peak, and then he dipped his tail in a hot pan of grease. He said, good evening, ladies and gents, would you kindly let me pass? Because I'm slipping, sliding, skidding on my yes, yes, yes. Loo doo loo da da, loo doo loo da 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 da, loo doo loo doo da, loo doo loo doo da, loo doo loo da da, loo doo loo da da, loo doo da, loo doo loo da da, loo doo da, loo doo da da, loo doo loo da da. Was the night before Christmas, folks. Everybody was in the house. Not a creature was stirring, not common as a mouse. But over by the chimney, I heard something pass. It was Santa Claus sliding on his yes, 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 yes.
wah, 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 wah.
Well,
oh, you got that right.
There you go.
All righty. Okay, so I the Scotch correction, mark that off the list here. I made a list of things. This is one of those things, you know, like the George. Well, go ahead.
No, I'd like to say thank you to my niece there, Eugene. She bought me a suit.
Bought you a suit for the wedding.
Yeah, for her sister's wedding.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Bow tie or necktie?
I'm looking at the box. I have no idea. I got the box in front of me. I haven't opened it yet.
Oh, man, I hope it's a bow tie. You'd fucking rock a bow tie suit, dude. Everybody rocks a fuck. You look. Everybody looks like fucking James Bond. The fucking bow tie, man.
Bogart. And Bogey went bow.
And this
is
one of them big bow ties that's polka dotted or something like that. You know, you might have done that to you. That'd be cool. Big 70s velour lapels and shit.
There you go. So when you
that's
see
cool,
pictures,
man. I haven't had
it.
I haven't had a suit since Lassie was a pup.
There you go.
Sheesh. I often think of doing that, though, because, you know, when I go to a dressy fair, if I showed up in a fucking suit, people would go, holy shit, that guy must know what the fuck he's doing.
There you go.
He's wearing a fucking
a
suit over
people.
Here.
It's a good way
fuck
of fooling
yeah,
people.
I look. Some more than others. Not saying
there
a word.
There you go.
All right. This is one of those things. You know, you got the George Carlin comedy, you know, where he, like, one of my favorites when I was a little kid, he says, did you ever notice when you get into the loaf of bread, you go past the first couple of pieces of bread to the good bread, you know? You skip past the first couple. And I used to do
that.
Oh, my God, I do the same thing, Hyman. And then the other one was, do you ever notice that last? Me too. I'm a big heel guy.
Yeah.
The other one was, do you ever notice at the end of a pound of bacon, there's that one piece of bacon that's kind of like folded funny and just kind of hanging there? And I wondered what the fuck that was about, too. So anyway, this isn't nearly as hilarious as any of those observations. But is it me, or is anybody else having trouble with these so-called resealable bags? Okay, for instance, most doggy treats come in this plastic bag with a Ziploc top on it, right? And they're great if you can get them open without ripping the bag in half, because you can never open the damn... Do you have trouble with those?
I think I know what you mean. You have to rip the top off first in order to get to the where you separate it to the Ziploc.
Yes.
Or is it automatic Ziploc? You got to rip the top.
No.
Yeah.
You got to rip the top off, and then sometimes it's not perforated right or whatever. You can't.
Yep.
Thank you, Apple Tree. I've taken scissors to them, and even then I'll cut it, you know, and I'll go, okay, that ought to do it.
Yep.
Still no separation for the Ziploc.
Yep.
A couple of times I said, oh, okay. And I've just cut it right under the Ziploc. Fuck you. Reseal
this,
bitch.
The Kratom bags, Commodore. The fucking Kratom bags.
Well, they're not all like that, but certain ones are just stupid.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay, it's not just me.
You get lucky and it's a
thank
nice
you,
cut.
Apple Cheeks.
Nice little cut. Yep, there you
go. Apple Cheeks has a heck of a time, to quote her.
There you go.
A heck of a time. Strong words, ma'am. Strong.
Convenience my ass.
You got that right, Shaq. But if it works,
right,
it works
man.
Good. Okay, I looked up the Wilhelm scream. It's named after a Sheb Woolley character from The Charge at Feather River, a 1953 Western. Private Wilhelm. But it originates from a 19... Pardon?
He played the part of Wilhelm?
Yes, he played the part of Private Wilhelm.
All right.
But the scream itself originates from a series of sound effects recorded for the 1951 jungle movie Distant Drums.
That's funny as hell.
So,
you got to see a clip of that. I posted that before, didn't I? It's these guys walking across the river, and one guy gets eaten by a crocodile or an alligator or something. And they took that and they gave it to the Wilhelm guy.
Yeah. He probably fell off a horse. That's a good one when they're falling off a horse.
No, he was stabbed in the leg. He was sitting on a horse and he got an arrow in his leg, in his thigh.
Because I've seen they had the Indian falls off his horse and he.
Oh, yeah. I think that happened in the same movie. It's funny because the sound effects guys did that as a joke. They were laughing at it, but the movie producers and everything liked it. So that's why they kept it as an inside joke going for so long.
Like the car crash. I think I got the car crash. Classic car crash. Here we go.
Hell yeah.
There you have it.
Okay, Wilhelm. Now everyone's going to be hearing that. Once you know it, you're going to be hearing
it. Oh, it's funny.
Once you get a
Jones for it and you're watching these old movies. Of course.
It's all over.
We're old men, sir.
Star Wars. The first three
Nobody
Star Wars. It's all over.
Did you ever read the article about John Wayne appears in Star Wars?
Yeah.
I think it was in the second one or something. They have him as like a silhouette or something in the swamp.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever it was.
Which is something they've taken from an old movie or something like that. Or was it his voice?
I think it was
his voice. Yeah.
Yeah. I was a huge Beth Ann Sand fan.
Hell yeah, we're all.
Oh, Maggie C split. We weren't even talking politics.
No.
Why I oughta. But, I was a big fan of Star Wars when it came out, but as it went on, I grew gradually less and less enamored with the product.
Yeah.
Each time it was less and less.
I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
As far as I could
go. It was fun.
Yeah.
They lost me at the end of the first movie, though, when they didn't give a medal to the Wookiee. I just thought that was so racist.
Hey, that ain't right.
Well, they only give medals to the white guys.
Uh-huh.
Well, no,
uh-huh.
They gave one to the black guy. The white guy's the black guy, but the hairy guy? Forget it.
Uh-huh.
And then, not even to mention the metal guys. The metal guys probably did more than anybody.
That's right.
Snub.
They carried the movie.
Fucking racist. Alright, before I get all social justice warrior on their asses, let's spin the wheel.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Just in time, man. Beth Ann San. Just in time. Thank you for coming.
Just in time.
Thank you for showing up. Thanks for showing up. Yeah, I showed up. I did do that.
Yes.
And tonight's 3 minutes is no exception. It shows up. That's just kind of...
We lost you, Commodore.
I'm gone?
Yeah, either that or you're going for me. Yeah, you're on now.
Hello? I'm on now?
You're on now.
Is this thing on? Hello? 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 Flynn Tokyo.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? All right. We have a tradition on this program of being irreverent.
Yes.
So,
we lose you again? I believe we lost you again, sir. Or is it just me
losing it? I don't know. 3 minutes, you'll never get back.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Baby, baby, baby.
way.
I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no.
But first, let me take a selfie.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie.
May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
My damn internet provider is probably fading. It tends to do that. One of these days, I'm going to have to teach him a lesson.
Damn, Skippy. No possible.
All right. Oh. Okay, here we go. Well, tell me when I you can't hear me no more.
You got it.
So did you know that the fear of the number 13 is a completely separate phobia from the fear of fright?
Ah, we lost you.
You lost me?
There you go, you're back.
Again, you lost me. What's up? Can you hear me now?
Sure can.
Can you hear me now?
So it's a completely different thing, huh?
They are completely different things.
Okay.
Well,
13.
Tris.
13th, the Friday the Tris. 13th had to do with the Templars, right?
It's a numerology deal.
Huh.
The Friday the 13th is associated with the crucifixion of Lord Jesus.
I heard it was when the Templars got slaughtered.
And that what it is, superstition and fear. It's the time when the Knights Templars were tortured by King Philip the Fourth of France.
Uh-huh.
The day the torture happened Blackie to
guy.
Be on Friday the 13th. But I guess they why is that unlucky for the Christians? I never understood it. Like, you're always like, oh yeah, man, we celebrate when they killed our Lord. I'm like,
yeah.
That's kind of fucking sad.
A little macabre.
Yeah, and they've considered it unlucky. Well, if it saves your soul, I guess it's lucky. And plus, you know, you have the Easter egg hunts and shit. I don't see how there's a downside.
That's a good, it's a win-win.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's called Paraskevid Ekatriaphobia or Frigatriskaidophobia.
Okay.
Frigga being the Norse goddess of Friday.
There you go.
So, and then what do you call it? Triskaidophobia, the fear of the number 13. A lot of the similar, whatever, things cause that. Now, there's also fear of the moonlight. I was thinking of fear of the full moon. I'm not seeing fear of, like, fear of werewolves and shit like that. Not a real thing. They throw it all in one batch called seleniophobia, and that's fear of moonlight.
Who the hell has a fear of moonlight?
Werewolves, I guess. Maybe that Larry Talbot sure gets shook up over the shit.
Uh-huh.
Full moon, that guy's pissing his pants over there.
Here's your Chewbacca. There you have it. That's nuts.
I'll bet you Werewolf never did a Wilhelm scream, because Wilhelm scream came later.
Yeah. And it wouldn't be rather wolf-like. Did we lose you again? We lost you again. Wheel back. Wheel back, Commodore. Come home. Come back. We're missing all this information. There you go. Lost you again. There you go. We need to know more phobias. Fear of losing your voice on a podcast.
Yeah. All right.
Phobia. I hear you now. You're back.
I'm gonna try a different connection. See if that helps.
Try talking in a
something
higher pitch. Maybe it's you.
I'm going
pitch.
To try.
Maybe.
To call back in.
Stand
so
in
that
bo-
perhaps
in
you'll
box.
Be able to hear me. All right, I'll be right back. Hit it!
I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. No matter what it is or who commenced it, I'm against it. Your proposition may be good, but let them all hang on your suit. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And even if they change it or condense it, I'm against it. I'm opposed to it. On general principles, I'm opposed to it.
He's opposed to it. In fact, if he says he's opposed to it.
4 months before my son was born, I used to yell from night to morn, whatever it is.
Okay, we're all against it. There we go.
Monsanto-sponsored blob that the poisonous chemicals, hydrogen sulfide gases released and they all flick into the ocean. You know, and they're talking about, oh, yeah, Paris Accords, What the fuck are they doing? Polluting the ocean and their beaches.
Yeah, they, you know what it is, man. They're shitting out all that richy food they eat, fucking.
Say, hey, Frenchie.
Frog legs. Yeah,
you know,
Frenchie.
you gotta walk the walk, too.
Uh-huh.
You know, and we've been blowing Bobo shit for the
uh-huh.
environment, but there's a French guy over here. He's like, right in the ocean. Fucking
yeah.
Fatal slime, killer slime. Stick that
killer
in your
slime.
Fishy swabs.
That can't be a good thing. That cannot be a good thing, killer slime.
Oh, heck no. Heck no. Killer
no.
slime? It's like the flesh-eating yeah. virus. You want to stay the
yeah.
fuck away from
uh-huh.
that, okay?
You try to say that in a
right.
nice sentence. Put that in a
yeah.
nice sentence. You can't.
Oh, you got that. No. Nomophobia. It's the fear of pointy heads. Fear of Korean doctors. Oh, that nomo.
There you go.
Oh, that not nomo. You want nomo. All right. Here's a guy. Oh, this is a, not political, but it's kind of funny. New Jersey man charged with doing donuts on the president's national golf course in Bedminster. Thank you for your service. Richard
yep.
J. McEwen.
Good man.
Ooh, 19,000 worth of damage.
That's
nice. That's right. All the greatest cartoon characters and golf course annihilators have J's. Well done, sir. We salute you. All right. else we got here? Oh, this is the moon tonight. This is the Big Mom Moon.
Oh.
This won't, okay. There won't be another one of these Friday the 13th full moon, harvest moon, dealy, wax. It didn't say in this article. But, like, you know, a long damn time, 20,000 and 115, I think.
Okay.
You have a lot of zeros.
Good. Mark it on your calendar. Okay.
Yeah, so you want to get out there. Yeah, get the bank calendar because they have 110 on theirs. And you can go look at the moon tonight. Go out, look at
uh-huh.
No, wait till the show's over. Then go out, look at the moon, and ogle it and be awed.
Uh-huh.
Because there is something that is awesome. I'll allow you to look at the moon and say, now, my God, that's awesome. Big fucking yellow moon right in your face. Hell yeah, that's awesome. My
sometimes
artwork.
During the show, man, you got to do Mark's howl.
Got to do what?
Mark's moon howl. Mark's moon howl.
Oh, yeah. You're right. You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I was going to say, my art, not awesome. It's good. It's nice. Sometimes it's really good. But not awesome.
Yellow moon good.
No, not yellow moon awesome.
Uh-uh.
That's you're talking, you're going to different levels.
Are you sure you're not looking at the sun?
No, that's Bobo again. We don't want to talk about
it. That's true.
That's one of my favorite pictures. Hey, there's a full eclipse. We're right there. It sure is.
He points at him.
Look at that. Hey, over there.
What a fucking
eclipse.
Moron.
Wow. Well, this is like serious shit that I should save for a time when I'm less cavalier.
Oh,
cool invention.
Oh, now you got it.
Okay, this is fun. Okay, we'll end on this one because we got to find something stupid. End on.
Huh?
All right. This is a guy. Now you know you got a tattoo. She's got a tattoo. Large. Credit chat late night joined the conversation. Hello, Clark. Hello.
Hello, Clark.
Clark. All right. But tattoos. All God's chilling got tattoos these days. I'm kind of anti-tattoo. I've gone over this a million times. That's not the point here. Point is, this guy felt like, hey, man. Give me a tattoo, right? So
yeah.
he gets well, before he thought about getting a tattoo, he thought about getting a dog. You know?
Yeah.
And he went down to a shelter, a good God bless you, sir, got a, you know, unwanted dog. Those are the most grateful dogs. They love you. They love you back. Rescue dogs. Ted was a rescue. They love you. Somebody wants to take care of him. Well, you noticed that this dog had a tattoo. And he's like,
wow.
Who the fuck? Who in the fucking right mind would tattoo a dog?
Yeah.
And he says, you know, out of solidarity for my best friend, I'm going to get the same tattoo on my arm. This is where he should have gone to the Google, you know, and maybe done a little research. Because what it was a male symbol with a lion slash through it. What had they taken away? Bear? Yeah, bear. Good old bear's block and tackle there is his schmengies, his schmagoos. He was gelded, and that was the sign that he's been
neutered. Well,
yeah, neutered.
Yeah.
So I don't know if dude's gonna invest in a neutering or not, but
that's fucking great.
Well,
if he thought he had trouble getting dates before, where did he do that tack?
Hey, baby. You like neutered guys?
Don't stop me. No. Thank you.
Now, back to our show.
Cyborg smiley face.
We got a
pirate. That is probably one of the stupider ones. Yeah, that's a really dumb one.
The clown?
The fuck.
What the hell? They take the obvious ones out, and they give us this nonsense. Did we lose you again? I think we lost you there, Commodore. Wheel him back, kids. Wheel him back.
Back? Am I gone? Am I back?
There you go. You're back.
You can't. You got me back?
Yeah.
All right.
You're
before
back.
I get. All right. We're gonna polka in a minute. Everybody, just hold on.
Oh,
hold
I'm
on,
holding, baby. I'm holding.
Okay.
Yeah.
corner for a second.
Oh, those damn brownouts. Yep, I'm sure you're saying something. Pop that ball going.
You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack.
Jesus,
a fuck
jam.
It's a kapuya, kapuya.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
There you go.
All right. You all right, Ted? Ted just had a pain. He's taking his treat with him. All right, tell me when you can't hear me no more, because I'm going to yak for a second.
All right, yak.
Ghost Pepper Chex Mix. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ghost Pepper Chex Mix. He was selling it. It was on sale for $1 for this pretty nice-sized bag of this stuff.
Uh-huh.
If you see it, keep walking. Push your cart further down the aisle and miss that experience.
Uh-oh.
That's all I'm saying.
What'd it do?
All I'm saying.
What'd it do?
Oh, they were just impossibly hot. Why nobody bought the fucking things. And speaking of impossible, I went to Burger King and I had the impossible burger. These are the sacrifices I make for you.
I was going to
this
get
is
that
the
thing.
Sacrifice I make for you, the listener. So, my review of the impossible burger. It's impossible to believe that this is a burger. Okay, that's all. That's the preface. That's how we open.
So, was I fortunate enough not to pick that?
I was reminded of the scene in Austin Powers, I'm not sure which one, but he's drinking what he believes is coffee.
Okay.
And it's diarrhea in a cup. And he says, it's kind of nutty. And the reason I think that, because I'm eating this thing, now it was a huge burger. The tomato on it was fresh and beautiful, and the lettuce looked great. You know, it was a good-looking burger, well-made. Nice bun, huge. And I'm biting into it, and I go, it's got kind of a nutty flavor, you know? And then, then I get the mental image of drinking the diarrhea, and then that's it. So
there you go.
That's my review.
I went through the Bacon King. Which is all right.
See, that probably make me sick for a week.
No lettuce, tomato, or anything on it. It's American cheese, which I like. American cheese.
Dadgum lettuce, tomato is the good part, man.
That's not real food. Real food is dead animals.
You botch. You won't eat anything without a face, right? Is that it?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, it's polka time again, ladies and germs.
All right. Polka
hit
time.
It.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Stan Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
I'm there.
romance and dance much more with me. The band is playing our song, dear. It brings back old memories. Won't you take a chance of this romance and have the dance with me?
Messiah now. Yeah.
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 Hear me now.
We got you.
Yeah.
We got you. All right. Hey, before we sign off here, man, has anyone been getting a phone call from the National Republican Congressional Committee?
Not that I know of.
It's a tape. You know, it's a recording. And it opens up with saying, "Hello, is Bonnie there?"
Mm-mm.
I got it about 3 times this week. Hello, is Bonnie
then what,
there?
What do they say? If you say what, say something, they start talking, right?
Yeah. That's it. The recording just goes on. This is the NRCC, the National Republican Congressional Committee.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And I didn't even hear what the rest of it is. But hello, is Bonnie
there?
They're
stepping in. Well, yeah, they're losing their minds in Pennsylvania. They're like 20 points behind in the polls.
They're insane.
Yeah. But it works.
Bonnie there.
I
put that on my page. I put that on my page to see if anyone would comment on it. No one said anything. Maybe it's just me.
I had nothing on that. No. Well, no, they've got Ohio in the bag. They're targeting you, man. Yeah.
Hello,
Ohio's Boboville. We're wasting away in Boboville. it was Ford. Thank you to 300th Friday Night Possum. Dr. Cake, thank you. She enjoyed every portion of the show. And I'd like to thank everybody for coming, man, because, like, I'll tell you what, to be honest, between you, me, and the bedpost, which is in the other room. Yuns were the possums I was hoping to see tonight, and that includes you, Maggie, who left early. So,
yes.
Thanks for coming, gang. It's not a really big deal. We're going to keep going on. I guess we're going to miss some shows because Gumby going to be gone. Man, I got a... You picked the perfect time because I got, like, boo-coo shit to do.
All right.
I'm busy as fuck. So it'll be like a kind of, you know, nice. So we'll figure out. Give me, private me your schedule so I know when we're back on the air and we'll take a break on possible.
Monday,
but we'll
Monday
be back Monday night.
Yeah, we'll be back Monday
We're Monday we're going to be on, and then, see, next weekend I'm going to Cincinnati. So.
Okay.
Well, if the world ends before now and the next time, this is the last Friday Night Possum at 300.
Okay. And
Honey Brown. Well, thank you, Herb. Thank you very much. I'd like to thank Apple Cheeks. She was enjoying the show.
We love Apple Cheeks.
Dr. Cake liked every portion of the show except 3 minutes.
Dr. Cake.
Beth Ann San was here. We love Beth Ann San. We love all these possums.
Yeah,
man.
Beth
the best possum showed up, man. Is that cool or what?
Uh-huh.
And so don't be afraid of Friday the 13th.
Yep, it means nothing.
Did what?
You canceled a while back. And Beth Ann says, "They come to her, you suck." That's how much she likes this show. There you go. You got. Here's a little... silver
okay.
line that you suck.
Okay. I have no idea what's going on here now, but
positive note.
Yeah. I have nothing on that. Not
I didn't
a,
see that. It's
thing.
On the Grenache. It's on the Grenache.
I missed
Possum
it.
Tonight.
Oh. Okay. I got you.
There you
I got
go.
You. Where's my thingy that I wanted to play? Okay, so, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
You slinging gars in the morning?
I sure am.
Let's get the fuck out of Dodge. Energize!
Well, they let old Pete out of jail. He went back to his store. All the women who went his mail were waiting on Pete to chop some more.
Hacking and whacking and smacking. Hacking and whacking and smacking.
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!